KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have mostly cloudy skies, 68 degrees here in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and a high of 79. Good morning, I'm Rick Hanson with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy. Well, they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In Southwest Iowa news, the Adams County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest just before 1 a.m. today of Brandon Kammerer of Clarinda. Kammerer faces possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and gathering where controlled substances are unlawfully used charges. Three additional juveniles were cited into juvenile court. The names of those juveniles are being withheld due to their age. And at around 2:20 a.m. Saturday, Adams County deputies cited a 14-year-old juvenile into juvenile court for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. The juvenile was also cited for minor in possession of tobacco. Early Sunday morning, Adams County deputies arrested Michael Archer of Corning for simple assault. Police in Red Oak made an arrest Sunday in connection with damage to a motor vehicle that took place Saturday. 38-year-old Luke Daniel Reinhardt of Red Oak was arrested a little after 9 p.m. in the 300 block of 2nd Avenue for criminal mischief in the third degree. Reinhardt was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 bond. A collision on Interstate 29 in Pottawatomie County a little after 5 a.m. on Sunday resulted in an Iowa State Patrol trooper and one other person being transported to the hospital. The patrol says 28-year-old Maximo Regaldo of Columbus, Nebraska, was driving a 2009 Pontiac G8 northbound on I-29 near the Highway 92 interchange when his car crossed onto the left shoulder and rear-ended a 2015 State Patrol Dodge Charger that was parked on the inside of the shoulder. The Pontiac came to rest on its top behind the Dodge, which came to rest against a concrete retaining wall. Regaldo, who was not wearing a seatbelt and is suspected of driving while intoxicated, was transported to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. 45-year-old Trooper Teague Melby of Logan, who was wearing a seatbelt, was transported to Jenny Edmondson Hospital. No report on their conditions was available. The accident remains under investigation. Officers with the Council Bluffs Police Department arrested a man on numerous charges late Saturday morning, but he was uncooperative and his identity was not known. At the time of the press release, authorities say a little before noon on Saturday, officers were called to the 3804 Metro Drive area for a suspicious male who was walking around with an open container of alcohol. Several store managers from the area asked him to leave their businesses because he was acting strange. The Pott County Communications Center then received a call from the Buckle. An employee there stated that there was a suspicious man inside the store with a bottle of alcohol. When officers arrived at the store, the male party pulled out a knife and held it to his throat. He stated that he wanted to kill himself and asked officers to shoot him. Crisis negotiators and emergency team members were called to the scene. The man was causing extensive damage to the store as officers were trying to communicate with him. Just before 1 p.m. Saturday, a less-than-lethal device was deployed and the suspect was taken into custody. He was transported to Mercy Hospital for evaluation. The man was charged with criminal mischief in the first degree, disorderly conduct in a place of business, public consumption, open container, and interference with official acts, along with carrying weapons. Police in Red Oak Saturday night arrested a man for public intoxication, a simple misdemeanor. 33-year-old Jeremy Ray Dillocker of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 9:50 p.m. in the 200 block of East Coolbaugh Street. Dillocker was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held in a $300 cash bond. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says sandbars along the part of the Missouri River are again closed to protect the nests of endangered bird species. The Corps says endangered interior least terns and threatened piping plovers nest on the sandbars between Fort Peck Dam in Montana and Neponka State Park in Nebraska. The birds use the sandbars to lay their eggs and hatch chicks. The number of sandbars on the Missouri River is limited this year because the water level is higher than normal. The nesting season runs from mid-May through August. For the second time in 3 days, a large portion of the northwest Iowa town of Rock Valley was under a mandatory evacuation order. The mayor ordered residents across a wide section of the town to leave Friday due to flooding, and more storms yesterday prompted more evacuations last night. Mayor Kevin Van Otterloo said the town's pumps were overwhelmed.
With the flood that we had, all the flappers that we call them in Rock Valley that keep the water from coming from the river back up through our storm sewers, they are closed. It's all automatic. We cannot open those. And all the rain coming in, we have to get that rainwater out of the city of Rock Valley and over the berms and out into the river. Our pumps We have huge pumps down there. They cannot keep up.
There was a travel ban initiated within the city of Rock Rapids last night because of the wake created by vehicles due to the flooding, but that travel ban was lifted early this morning. Governor Kim Reynolds visited Rock Valley on Saturday and the site of last week's train derailment. More than 30 rail cars jumped the flooded tracks. 14 of the cars leaked some 230,000 gallons of oil. The governor says the BNSF Railroad was in the process of cleaning up.
They're working as fast as they can to get a road in place where they can start to drain the cars and then remove the cars. So they're working diligently to get that done.
Reynolds says the railroad was working to access the wrecked car so the remaining fuel can be offloaded and those cars removed.
It's a lot of mud right there, so they're sunk in pretty good, and it's like, so it's going to, they have to remove the contents before they could even begin, especially as volatile as the soil is right now with the amount of water that we've had.
Reynolds said the National Guard was standing by, but she doesn't think troops will be needed for flood assistance or for the train derailment cleanup process. In the funeral announcements, Betty Louise Henriksen, age 85, of Audubon, died Wednesday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Betty Henriksen will be today at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has the arrangements. Mary Ella Wilkie Mitz of 81 of Portsmouth died Wednesday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. A mass of Christian burial for Mary Wilkie will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauli Jones Funeral Home of Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. June Shaben, age 62, of Harlan, died Monday in Omaha last Monday. A memorial mass for June Shaben will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Leo Sheehy, age 73, of Audubon, died Thursday in the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Leo Sheehy will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Virginia Barnholt, age 92, of Messina, died Sunday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Virginia Barnholt are pending at Steen Funeral Home in Messina. And Connie Collins, age 66, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the UNMC Buffett Cancer Center in Omaha. Services for Connie Collins are pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.